I can't believe how nice this office is. And he helped design the workspace too? It's a gorgeous office. I had no idea my friend was married to such a genius. Did he say how long he was going to be? And don't get me wrong, you're great company. I just know you're busy and... Oh, wait, I see him. There you are. Surprise. Not expecting to see me, were you? Well, I have something for you, and I was downtown, so I thought I'd drop in. I'm really impressed, by the way. This office is gorgeous. Your receptionist was nice enough to give me a little background on it just now. I was talking to her while I was waiting. Very smart young lady, this one. You were just bonding over what a workaholic you are. She's almost as concerned as I am. Look at that. We're not even married to you, and we're looking out for you. Thanks again for keeping me company. I better drop off what I need with this captain of industry so he can get back to work. Good luck in that spin class tonight. Your office is down the hall, right? Well, lead the way. I have to say, you look like you don't know whether to slap me or fuck me. I already told you. I like it when you do, Bo. I get it. You're shocked. It's not every day that the woman you sport fuck behind your wife's back comes to visit you at work. Especially when you're the busiest you've been in such a long time. This place is really impressive, by the way. It's knowing I'm getting fucked by such a high-achieving provider that gets my pussy just that much wetter. Oh, so forceful. What the fuck am I doing here, he asks. What the fuck am I doing here? Why, I'm here for you, of course. You see, I talked to your wife today. Shh. Nothing like that. I promise. Relax. Relax. I didn't tell her you were fucking me. Your pristine public image is intact. Everyone still knows you're the best husband in the world. And none of them know how you fuck me mercilessly while I scream, thank you. Your secret is safe, sir. We did talk about you, though. Almost specifically. That was a little thrill. To sit across from your wife, talking about you, remembering what it was like to be bent over like a slut and fucked right where she sleeps every night. Or to come over when she was at her mother's and get dragged by my hair on all fours through the living room so I could be fucked on the couch before having my face covered in cum. I enjoyed that. Even though what she said concerned me. She said you've been working too hard. That the stress of this project and the deadlines have been showing on you. How you're so kind and thoughtful, but tense. And she can't seem to figure out what to do to release the tension. I don't like to hear that. I don't like hearing that you're suffering. Not when you give me such intense body-shaking pleasure. I especially don't like hearing that from your wife, because she knows as well as I do what you need to ease the stress, and she can't give it to you. But I can. I want to. I need to. I need to know I'm Master's good little cum slut, and that I'm the one who made him feel good. I'm fucking aching to make you feel good. So that's what I'm gonna do. Give me your hand. That's why I came here, like this, with no fucking underwear on. Feel that. So tight, so fresh, so smooth. My nice, wet, freshly waxed pussy. Just the way you like it. I did it a few days ago. Thought I'd better be ready in case she needs me again soon. And see? I'm such a good little slut. I know you need me before you do. I'm gonna walk this pink little cunt over to that nice hotel across the street, and I'm gonna be in the room written on the envelope containing this key card. The room I got just for us. Just for this. Just so you can leave work, walk right in, and do whatever the fuck you want to me. To take all that tension, stress, and frustration out on your good little slut. I'll be there all afternoon and into the night if you'd like. This pussy is there for you to use, to abuse, to fucking defile, to fuck and fuck and fuck and fuck with that giant cock as hard as you want until you're fucking through with it. It's your choice, of course, sir. If you go home, you'll have your wife there, and I'll have a lovely room to masturbate in while whispering your name. If you come to the hotel, you can make this pussy your fucking toy. As hard as you want, for as long as you want, and knowing that I'll be the happiest little slut in the whole wide world. If you fuck me until I can't fucking move. Oh, and in case the girl at the front desk asks, here's this. It's your wife's scarf. I took it while she was in the bathroom, so I'd have an excuse to come down here. I'm giving it to you to give to her. Have I done well, master? Are you proud of your clever little slut? You'll be even prouder if you come to my room. Come to the hotel and break me, sir. I'll be waiting. Okay, make sure your wife gets that and tell her to be careful. I can't be running to your office to give you things she leaves behind every day. The front door's this way, right? Okay, see you soon.